Bobby Bones.
Hey, brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
Get your Bones on.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone, all together now.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Friday's show. Well, first, let me say good morning to everybody in the studio.
Good morning.
Very pleasant Friday to y'all. I have an issue because I don't know how to make a neck beard. Look at my neck. I've been shaving. I can't quite get. Sometimes I cut it too high, and people are like, "That neck beard's too high." So I'd like cut my neck, shave my neck, and leave the stubble.
Yeah.
Trying to get that little, 4 p.m. shadow.
Uh-huh.
I'm at the full 5.
Do you have a blemish? Because sometimes you do
no,
that.
No, blemish is if I really let it grow.
Okay.
This is the lazy. But I can't really get the neck beard down.
Yeah.
Tough.
It's in odd spots. I'm still working on, there are little things about manhood I'm still working through.
A little practice. A little more practice.
Usually it's just laziness. But yes. Maybe we'll take a picture of him. What do you think? That look manly with the stubble or no? You like stubble or no?
The stubble looks good. The neck thing, I can't tell the difference, so I think it's good.
Huh.
I can't see the line.
Do you know what hair is not good? Nose hair. I hate it.
Or ear hair.
They grow in a day. I'll trim them, and I'll wake up, and I'll be like, what the? I got a whole new patch of them here. Mm-hmm. So I jerk them out.
Older you get, the worse it's going to be.
Can that make your eye water?
Oh, yeah, hard. But you know what? I'm hardcore Bones.
Yeah.
So it don't matter to me.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, I think of Eddie when I hear this story, because the question is, who does the laundry in your house? Now, it's a whole story they did. And I'll read you a fun fact, and then I'll give you a not-so-fun fact about Eddie.
Okay.
So hard to believe, but 10% of men have never done a single load of laundry in their life, which is crazy to me.
What was that percentage again?
10%. One in 10.
Wow.
Never done a single load. Has anyone of our show never done a load of laundry? Ever? Because even Eddie's done a load or two.
Oh, I've done loads.
Yeah. But now you think in your life that...
Well...
No, not well. Just say what you say.
My wife does the laundry. Okay. I don't think anything about it. That's just understood that my wife does the laundry.
I know.
At
As
home.
You've said before, it's her job.
Yep.
I never said
you
that.
You actually it was my job. To my husband, we were
just
talking about
that you
laundry,
would do
and
it.
You said, "Well, Amy, that's what you do." Remember?
That's what you would do, right?
Dang, 1960.
Yeah. No,
hello.
No, you know what?
Listen, here's the thing about Eddie too. Let me tell you, respect, because Amy.
Okay.
Eddie went to his wife's dad and said, "I'm not marrying your daughter unless you pay off her debt."
It didn't go like that.
Yeah, and then you know what his wife's dad did? His father-in-law now. He said, "You got it, sir." And he paid off the debt.
That's
all of it.
He said, "I respect that, so it's my duty, and I will do it."
When you go home, you cut the turkey at their Thanksgiving.
No, I do not
don't
cut
you?
The turkey. He cuts the turkey.
When it's Thanksgiving at the in-laws, you go, "Hey, I'm married. I'm cutting turkey."
No.
And then when you walk in, do you tell them to get out of your recliner?
Oh!
No, yeah. That's his recliner.
Yeah.
Do you rule their roost?
No, I do not.
Give
that's
me the channel
awesome,
changer.
Dude.
I'm in control of this TV.
Oh, you run the remote, too?
No. He's in charge of his TV.
Dang. I bet you the griller, when at their house,
that
you're the
one. That I do. Yeah. I grill. Yeah, I grill.
Dang. What's that like to, run your in-laws?
I don't run my in-laws. Stop. It's not true.
You told him I'm not marrying her unless you pay off her debt.
That was 10 years ago.
Would you have not married her? Would you have not married her?
No, I probably still would have married her.
Probably?
Yeah. Why, Eddie?
I would have married her.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm trying to justify buying a Jeep. Because here's what happened. I live on a huge hill. And if it snows and ices, Amy, you're going to have to pick me up.
Yeah, I know. Let's get the Jeep.
So I'm trying to justify buying a Jeep. And I just don't think, I don't think it's a good time for me to buy a Jeep.
Why?
Financially. I just went through buying a house. And so I had to buy new, you know how much rugs are?
Yeah.
My
rugs
goodness.
Expensive.
Ridiculous.
They're $100.
Maybe a little more. But
that's what I said.
That's like a welcome
that's
rug.
That's why I said
$100.
It's ridiculous. It's So I've had to buy rugs and all these little knick-knack, tallywhack, give a dog a bone stuff. And it's just I shouldn't. But I'm going to need some kind of 4x4, I think, for the 3 days a year that we have ice.
Dude, I kind of live on a hill and the Red Rocket does fine in the winter. I could sell it to you.
The old piece of...
Yeah, it's old, but it's good. Front wheel drive gets you right up those hills
and
the ice.
How much for that POS?
I don't know. 3,000? No. Right now. 3,000 cash. It's
yours. Let's negotiate.
$10.
$3,000.
Seven.
What kind of Jeep are you thinking?
Oh, I saw some awesome ones. 2016.
Like you're looking at Wranglers, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like
yeah. You're going to get it jacked up?
No. No. Oh. We don't get it jacked. If you see something jacked up,
well, you don't, is it, I just
they have a job that has to take them in the woods. Or, like, oh, well, baby.
I got you.
It's one of those two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One, or they're a high schooler.
Mm-hmm.
One of those. It's three things.
I had a Jeep in high school.
No, no. Jeeps are cool. But when you start jacking it up, you're compensating.
Mine was not jacked up.
It looks cool, though.
I don't know about that. An adult man with a jacked up Jeep, you either have to be using it for something, like really, like if.
Yeah, like you're towing people out of the sand.
Or mudding.
Or you're in high school and you're just an idiot and you just want to look cool, be seen. Or you have a beep beep. You know, it's one of those three. That's just my opinion.
Or the cool kid on the block.
Okay.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
All right, here we are on Friday, and we like to bring you good news.
Tell me something good.
We are injecting you with some sort of positivity. Maybe if your morning's not going so right, we can make you go a little righter. There's a guy in an airport. He sees 400 American soldiers with their paper bag meals eating in the airport. He goes, well, can't have that. Buys all 400 of them lunch in the airport. Yeah.
All 400
all
of them?
All 400 of them. How about that?
Tell me something good.
Amy.
Well, this comes from Harvard, so I just go ahead and trust that it's legit. Drinking 5 cups of coffee a day is beneficial. I just hear so many negative stories about coffee, like, oh, you shouldn't drink it, it's going to do this. But I love me some coffee, and if you love it too, keep drinking because it's going to help us live longer.
Tell me something good.
Lunchbox.
A firefighter in Queens is being called a hero after saving a 3-week-old baby. He showed up to the call, and the parents are outside going, there's a baby on the third floor, baby on the third floor. He didn't think about it, just ran straight up the stairs, into the fire, grabbed the 3-week-old baby, and brought the baby out.
Dang, how about that?
Tell me something good.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
All right, time for a segment we call Never Gonna Get It. Okay, I don't think you'll ever get it. All right, so I'll give you the question here. You get one shot at it, then we'll play a song and see if you can get it again. And if you can't, then I paddle you. That's the new rule.
What?
Yeah.
Paddling?
No, I'm just kidding. There's no paddling. Unless...
No.
No, okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, never gonna get it. Just a third of Americans say they do this on a regular basis, even though experts say we all should be doing it. So you're looking at only 1 out of 3 of us doing it, even though experts say, hey, everybody, you got to do this.
That was the easiest one you've ever given us.
So experts say, everybody, do this. But still, we're so knuckleheaded, only 1/3 of us do it. Got the old paddle out. All right, Amy?
Floss.
Floss. Wow. How about that?
Oh, man. No.
Lunchbox.
Change your passwords.
Oh, your password.
Ooh, good one.
Eddie.
Bathe twice a day.
Incorrect. That's a weird one, and it's incorrect. The bathing part.
I had floss. I had to make one up with a floss.
I had floss also.
Okay, you're never going to get it.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so it's called Never Gonna Get It because I don't think you're gonna get it. I'll see an interesting fact and bring it to you. And if you miss it this time,
you
get paddled. I have it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. 1/3 of Americans do this, but experts say we should all do it. You're never gonna get it. Amy?
Drink 8 cups of water.
8 cups of water. Holy cow.
Wow. Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Back up your hard drive.
Oh, Eddie.
Thought I had that.
It's easy. Eat a good breakfast.
Oh! Now I'm going to give you a hint here.
All right.
Has to do with money.
Oh.
Now, you might get it. Might get it.
I got it.
Lunchbox?
Balance your checkbook. Woo!
I don't even have a checkbook really now.
Yeah.
Amy, you might get it.
Oh, wait. So set the question up again.
Experts say we should all do it, but only 1/3 of us do.
We should donate money.
Eddie.
Have a savings account?
No. Oh, you're getting closer. Now you might super get it. It has to do with getting old.
Oh.
Have a retirement account.
Yes. Oh. Nobody really got it, but that's okay. You kind of got it.
You kind of got it.
All right.
Bobby Bones. Hey, brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so we got a lot going on this morning in a lot of different ways. But what I want to do is I do want to play some music. I do want to play some music to put people in a good mood. I do want to dance. It's dance time. Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Friday morning dance party
is on.
Let's go, girls.
Friday morning dance party. Good morning to all. My name is Bobby. I'll be your DJ guiding you through this.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mambo number 5. Friday morning dance party's on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, just talking cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really value my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me completely sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Just trying to play some good mood music for you this morning. It's the early morning dance party. I'm Bobby Bones.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by.
Friday morning dance party. It's me, your good buddy, Bobby Bones.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Morning dance party, Bobby Bones Show. I don't know what you're going through right now, but we're trying to give some music, put a smile on your face, get you to work a little quicker, in a better mood, be a little more productive.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up.
She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with a no cold sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me.
There you go. You know who I like?
I will sit.
Soulja Boy, tell me. Hey, I got this new damn.
You know who else I like?
The Soulja Boy.
Who?
You!
Then crank back three times from left to right. Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that Soulja Boy? That Superman? That all? Oh. Now why me? Crank that Soulja Boy? Now why me? You crank that Soulja Boy? Now why me? You crank that Soulja Boy? Now why me? You crank that Soulja Boy? Now why? Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh.
Is it me or is that song still good?
Still good.
I mean, what's wrong with me where yeah. I'm like feeling that. I was like, dang, I'm going to play it longer, but I don't want that woman to get mad like yesterday, that clip with that mom. Remember y'all about that?
Strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come and skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to find. Your stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you. In your snapback T-shirt, your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup for my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can. In your snapback. Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Midnight selfie on the balcony. A little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it. Your stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. Tattoos cut off some Converse. Singing along to the song with the wrong words. Every move you make, baby, it works.
Early morning dance party. I'm going to play you something new here. You probably heard it last week. It's that new Thomas Rhett. Listen, it's not the most dancey, but it's got a groove too. I like this one here. It's called Star of the Show from Thomas Rhett. Friday morning dance party. I'm just looking for smiles at this point. That's it. Let's go.
Walking down the street, a hand in mine. It don't keep them other guys. And that one in eyes, I'm looking at you. But it's alright, and that's okay. Who could blame them anyway? You're so pretty and you ain't even got a clue. Cause everywhere we go, girl, you're the star of the show. And everybody's wondering and wanting to know. What's your name? Who's that girl with the prettiest smile in the world? But what gets me the most is you.
Good one there. Early morning dance party. I'm Bobby. These are all my friends. Playing you some good music here.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. Cause every time I hear that song, an And I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. The wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back.
All right, all right, all right. Friday, we're trying to play some good upbeat music. This is Lindsay L. All Right. Upbeat, positive stuff. Let's go.
Sometimes cars break. Towels, and then there's you laughing like the sun is out, saying here's to the things I can't do nothing about. We can make money that don't last forever. If we go broke, we go broke together. If you're with me, baby, it's gonna be all right. We can make plans to change on a dime, end up somewhere we didn't have in mind. But if you're with me in the front seat, it's gonna be all right.
All right, 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 all right. Play this for you, Amy.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
She was storming through the house that day, and I could tell she was leaving. And I thought, oh, she'll be back. Till she turned around and pointed at the wall and said, that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, just give it away. She said, give it away. And that big four-poster king-size bed, where so much love was made, just give it away. She said, just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. Just give it away.
You know, I just sit around the house one day and I thought, I'll just give it away. I thought, if I'm going to lose myself, I might as well just lose it, you know? You only get one shot.
If you had one shot.
Dance party.
Or one opportunity. Seeks everything you ever wanted. One moment. Would you capture it? Or just let it slip? Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up, over, loud. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit. He choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. Daddy's he. No, he won't have it, he knows. His whole back to these ropes, it don't matter. He's dope, he knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody, better go capture this moment and hope it don't be better. Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a life.
There's your dance party.
Bobby Bone Show.
You know, bromances are good for dudes. According to a variety of studies, having close male friends, like real close, that you like talk to all the time, like a bromance, mm-hmm. leads to longer, healthier lives. Now, a bromance and a long, like Eddie's not my bromance, but as far as dudes go, like Eddie's probably my closest friend that I mm-hmm. see most, because we're on the road all the time.
Yeah.
But a bromance is kind of, like, bromances are kind of like relationships. Like, they get hot for a while.
Do
like
we have to be into each other?
Hot.
Yeah, like, it's like you want to talk a lot. And then it fades. Sometimes it fades.
Oh, I didn't
like
know.
When you date.
Like, I miss you sometimes, and
you
I'll
do?
Text you, yeah.
Oh,
Who's your bromance? I can't, like, right now. Bromances roll out. Like, we'll always be friends, but we're probably not each other's bromance.
I don't think I have one.
Lunch, do you have a bromance?
I'd say my bromance is Garrett.
Yeah, still.
Yeah, yeah. We bromance a lot.
Ray, do you have one?
Yeah, my buddy Billy.
Yeah. I think right now my bromance is a guy named Lee Miller who writes songs. We talk all the time.
Oh.
He wrote the song with Brad Paisley, the one with Demi Lovato.
Is it hot right now?
Yeah.
You and Lee?
Yeah, we talk all the time. Yeah, there you go. Bromance is all around.
Hey, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Our former phone screener, now producer Morgan, she Ubers a lot, and so she was asking me, hey, am I being over-paranoid? Tell them what you do, and let's go around the room and see if Morgan is being over-paranoid. Okay.
Anytime I take an Uber, I screenshot my driver and their car, what they drive, their license plate, and I send it to my dad and my sister.
Oh, my goodness.
Smart.
I love it.
That's
I love
fine.
It.
Okay. So.
Fine.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Like, you're just being safe. There's nothing wrong with it. Is she being a little too paranoid, I wonder? Amy.
Oh, I mean, I don't do that, but I think it's a great idea. I may start doing that. That's just being smart.
It just scares me to be in a car with someone I don't know.
Yes.
They can do anything. They can kidnap you.
Then don't Uber.
Yeah, then
well, sometimes I'm in a situation where I need to Uber.
Right.
So, okay. You screenshot, you send to your... Here's what I think. I'm filling out my phone. Like, I got no room left in my phone. That's what comes to my head. Like, I'm filling things up. Is she being over-paranoid, Lunchbox?
Absolutely. I mean, how old are you, Morgan?
23.
You're 23 years old, and every time you get in an Uber, you're sending your dad a picture of the guy? I mean, come on.
My dad's a cop. Maybe
right.
We can hunt him down.
You say cut the cord or what?
Yeah, you got to cut the cord. You got to grow up a little bit. You're out of college. You're an adult.
She's a producer now.
Yeah, but anyone could be kidnapped.
Sure.
Like, Amy could be taken.
So Amy should send a picture every time she gets in an Uber to her
every
dad.
Every person Listen. That walks beside her on the street.
They could kidnap you on the street.
Yeah. Great. Well, I can tell you after hearing this segment, after my husband hears it, he's probably going to be like, you know what? Morgan's on to something. You need to start sending me pictures.
Oh, my God.
I get in a car with a stranger. It's something to think about.
Eddie?
Oh, completely agree. I think it's a great idea. Everyone should start doing it.
You know... I would say it's a bad idea, but it's not. You're a small female, and you could be taken advantage of by a large male.
Exactly.
I'm okay. Listen, your phone may fill up, but that's what comes to mind first. Like, that's all I think of is I got so many pictures on my phone of all these Uber drivers. Like, I got a library of Uber drivers on my phone. But I think it's a safe thing to do. Like, I'm not hating on you for it.
Okay.
I don't think it's over-paranoid.
I'm going to continue doing it.
Okay.
Good.
There are things, like, it is time a little bit to, like, cut the cord with the dad, though. Don't you think a little bit?
Well, he's one of the closest people here. I mean, like, you could send a screenshot to not.
Not just that. Like, you know.
Question.
Okay.
If something happened,
something
wouldn't they be able to trace that you got picked up by that Uber driver so you don't really need the picture anyway?
That's what I'm saying.
But those steps take far longer and I could be way gone by that moment.
Right. Your dad like Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Special
like,
skills.
Morgan just being proactive.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, there you go. Morgan, you may have actually helped save someone today too by showing
Maybe
that.
Maybe so.
All right, thank you, Morgan. Our new producer, old phone screener, old intern, and now all around good girl, right?
This is the Bobby
Show.
Eddie, why do you always think everything's about you being Mexican?
What do you mean, dude? What did I say this time?
Eddie's at the store and the fish guy came up.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you think Walmart. You would do that to a white person?
Because he straight up asked me. He's like, you Hispanic? I was like, yeah, maybe. And he's like, dude, I got some fish. You want to buy some? This is in the parking lot. And I was like, fish? Like, what do you mean? He's like, I got some in the back of the truck. I catch fish every single day. And I usually sell it to Mexican people. I'm like, straight up. We'll eat anything. I get it. I understand that.
Wait,
so,
what?
Yeah, he says he sells them a dollar a fish.
Wait a minute. Was he white?
Yeah, he's a white dude. Real nice dude. Like, really nice guy. He's like, no, usually that's my market. Like, Mexican people. I'm like, well, okay, I get that. We love fish. And a deal, too. A dollar a fish? Show me this fish.
Did you go look at the fish?
I did. He has bass. He had catfish. He had another one that I didn't recognize. But, yeah, man, like a dollar a fish in the back of the truck.
Did you buy any fish?
No, I didn't buy fish from this dude's back of the truck. At first, I was like, that's a steal. Like, this is a good deal. Expensive fish inside the store, cheap fish in the parking lot.
It sounds like the guy that comes to the gas station and goes, hey, you like music? Like, yeah, got the speakers in the back.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't do that. They'll throw you in the van and kidnap you.
You think this guy was trying to get me with fish?
I think the guy was... The speaker sell you old crap, stolen speakers.
Like, it's
mostly hot stuff.
That's the first thing I thought, too. This guy has stolen fish.
But how do you steal fish?
I don't know. Like, what
it's cookware.
You want to rob a fish store?
Yeah, or a fish farm.
But he really said that about you being Mexican?
Yeah, that's how he opened up the conversation. At first, I was like, oh, great, what does this guy want?
I'm you.
Yeah.
Walk up to me as the fish guy.
Hey, man, what's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Are you Mexican? And then will you say,
yeah, I am.
Hey, cool, man. Hey, look, I got some fish for $1 in the back of my truck. You interested?
Do they do this at home?
No, I've never been asked to buy fish in the back of a truck.
You've never been fish solicited?
No, like back when I was growing up, like you go to the shrimp boats or the fish boats, when they come in, they sell them off the boat. But no, not a dude in the parking lot.
Like racist dude trying to give you a deal?
Yeah,
like,
man.
That's like an oxymoron. Oh, no.
All right. Real nice. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. All right, you two. Amy sits to my left. Lunchbox sits to my right. I will read you guys a one-line description of a TV show.
Oh,
you name that TV show.
I'm in for the win.
I haven't asked a question yet.
Oh.
All right.
I'm in. I'll play the game.
All right. Here we go. Question number one.
Got it.
A woman moves into an apartment across the hall from two socially awkward physicists. What TV show is that?
I'm in for the win.
All right. Amy?
Big Bang.
Big.
Theory.
Okay, I'll give you that one just because I'm generous. Okay. Lunchbox?
Big Bang Theory.
That is correct.
I'll take it too just because I got it right.
A father recounts to his children the journey he and his four best friends took, leading to the woman he married.
Oh.
Men.
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
How I Met Your Mother.
Lunchbox.
How I Met Your Mother.
Correct.
Woo, nice. That was a tough one.
A pleasure-seeking bachelor's carefree life comes to an abrupt halt when his brother and nephew move into the house.
I'm in for the win.
Bachelor's living the life, but his brother and nephew move in. He's like, what?
What? What? Brother and nephew.
Yeah.
Think. Brother, oh, what's that called with,
3 seconds. Amy?
I'm in.
What do you have?
2 and a Half Men.
Just in the nick of time. Lunchbox.
2 and a Half Men.
Yes, good.
I was like, Charlie Sheen.
In a wacky Rhode Island town, a dysfunctional family strive to cope with everyday life as they're thrown from one crazy scenario to another.
What?
A wacky Rhode Island town. A dysfunctional family.
I'm in.
Name that TV show.
Oh, man. I'm in for the win.
Amy.
The Middle.
Lunchbox.
The Goldbergs.
No, Family Guy. Quahog, Rhode Island.
Okay.
All right. A delivery driver has a good life, a pretty wife, and a big TV friends to watch it. But then his goofy and annoying father-in-law moves in with them.
In for the win?
A delivery driver. All right, Amy.
One of my faves, King of Queens.
Lunchbox?
King of Queens.
Oh!
Hey, look at you.
You tied up?
Yeah, right, it's 4-4.
Last one.
Oh, come on, me.
A man in his early 30s struggles to find a balance in his life between being a new dad and his involvement in a club of outlaws.
What?
A man in his early 30s struggles to find balance. He's a new dad and it's his involvement in a club of outlaws. For the win.
All right.
Aren't you in?
No.
3 seconds.
I'm in
for the win.
All right, Lunch, coming to you first. You just wrote your answer down. Go ahead.
Skull Club.
Skull Club is incorrect.
I know what it is. It's that biker one that Amy watches.
Amy, what do you have?
Is it Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Is that what you
Yes!
Dang, couldn't think of the name.
Yeah.
Eddie, did you know that one or no?
I mean, I figured it was that one. Yeah. I'd never seen it before, though.
No, I saw legit bikers in my neighborhood with the cut thingies on their back, and they were riding all in sync together.
And
probably just like a bunch of doctors who have motorcycles.
No.
Yeah. Lawyers and doctors.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was like, whoa, that's some Sons of Anarchy going down right there.
In your neighborhood?
Oakland. There's a guy that rides a bicycle in my neighborhood. He has a tramp stamp.
Really?
Yeah, true story.
Like
that's legit.
I don't know if he remembers. He got it a long time ago or not.
He doesn't know it's there.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so what is this thing you guys are doing before you go to bed?
Well, I've started to list or say out loud like three things that I'm thankful for or grateful for. And evidently, if you do that before you go to bed, you're supposed to have a more restful, peaceful night's sleep and you'll wake up in a better mood.
Okay, so where did you read this?
I don't know, the internet.
So the internet says before you go to bed.
I really did, yeah. It was all about just being, and then, you know, similar to us too, like just, you could probably do it throughout the day, but just recognizing gratitude.
Okay, so before you go to bed, you write down three things that you're grateful for.
Yeah, you can journal, but I decided with my husband, if we're together, like we should say it aloud to each other.
Okay, so here's Amy.
So he's super excited about it.
Every night
we're going to do it, yeah.
Okay, here's Amy giving her three things. All right.
Okay, ask me. Okay, ask me.
What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my husband.
Oh my God.
I feel weird right now.
Like a guilt trip.
Oh, you're rude. I'm thankful for chai tea. I'm thankful for the nannies at the orphanage. And you were thankful for football.
Here's Amy's husband, by the way. Ready? Here we go.
Okay. Do you know your three things?
Yeah.
What you're grateful for, thankful for.
Why do you guys whisper?
This is so weird.
Amy, this feels so creepy.
Because it was dark and we were in bed.
It feels so crazy.
I want to get out of this.
Like, I don't like that feel.
I want out.
Here,
I
don't like being in the bed.
I don't like that feel with you guys.
Why?
I feel like Eddie Jr. Jr. between it.
Get me out of here.
Nothing awkward's happening.
This whole thing feels gross.
Gross.
Here we go. All right. Here's Amy's husband again thanking people or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on. Come on. I want out.
Quiet. Come on.
My dog.
Mm-hmm.
My bed.
Okay.
My football.
Oh. What about me?
Okay.
Football.
What about me?
This is not going the right way. No. I thought it was going to do. It turned into like something on Cinemax.
No, it didn't. You guys.
No, Amy, you say,
what about me?
He goes, well, as soon as we hit the clip, he goes,
because he doesn't really want to do it. But
I mean, that you guys are trying.
Listen.
I wish you would try a little louder and a little more normal voice.
Okay, we'll try louder, but everyone try it. See if it works. Okay. Just practice things you're thankful for. Practice gratitude.
Write it down and share it with us next time.
Or do it on the couch, like in the bed with the lights off. A little awkward.
Hey. You're supposed to do it right before bed.
Okay, I got it.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
What'd you guys call your parents?
Mom and Dad.
You did? Yeah.
Yeah. Like not, like my cousins, they said Mama and Daddy, but I was Mom and Dad.
Lunchbox?
Mom and Dad.
Yeah. Probably universal. Eddie?
Mom and Pop.
Pop, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. Pop.
I call my mom, and there was Mystery Man. But then my stepdad, I just called him by his first name. So yeah. It's just weird when kids call their parents, because this new thing is like kids calling parents by their first names.
No.
Ooh, that's always been weird to me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's weird to me. I don't know why I don't like it. It's not familiar, so it feels uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, is it really a disrespectful
thing
to call your parent by their first name?
They're your parents. If they don't mind it, then who cares?
And it's really their name.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that's weird. No,
it's weird. It's weird for us because we're not used to it.
Yeah.
What age would you be okay with Junior calling you by your first name?
Never.
I mean, I don't.
If your 8-year-old Eddie came to you and said, "Dad, I want to start calling you Eddie."
Yeah.
What would?
So if you really want to call me Eddie, you can.
You would let him.
Yeah. If you really wanted to call me Eddie.
That's, oh, wow.
That's interesting.
I mean, I would want to know why. Like, why do you not want to call me Dad anymore? I would want to find out. But if that's what he really wants, boom, let him.
Next thing you know, he's going to be doing that separation where they try to quit being your kid.
Dang, that, wow. No, A does not.
I know, I don't like it. That just makes me feel weird. Like, what? No, I would be like, no, please call me mom or dad for the rest of your life. I mean.
And most people do.
I know.
Of our generation.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think eventually that's going to shake, though.
What? Really?
Yeah,
it's going to be a thing? Crazy.
Yeah.
I hope not. Next thing you know, you're not even going to, like, talk to your parents. You just
text them.
Yeah, text them. When I talk to people, I don't talk to people. Like, someone's like, hey, have you talked to, you know, Sean lately? And I'm like, yeah, I talked to him yesterday for a while. Oh, yeah? Oh, what'd he say? I texted him. Like, to me, texting's talking.
Well, yeah.
That's the same thing. Do you guys consider that if you talk to someone, will you consider a text a talk?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just going to turn into have you seen that person?
Yeah, on FaceTime. That counts to me, too. I'm not kidding. Like, if someone goes, hey, have you seen Nada lately? I saw her yesterday. We talked for like 15 minutes. Really? Where? I mean, on FaceTime.
Where else?
Yeah.
In person? No.
So FaceTime, does it count to you guys? Like, if someone says, hey, have you seen Amy in the past couple of days?
Mm-hmm.
And if Amy and I have FaceTimed, which we do a lot, I'll be like, yeah, I saw her last night. Oh, yeah, where'd you guys go? I was in my house. You was at her house.
No, I think that's the same as talking to. I don't think you saw them. You just kind of, you talked to
them. But I for
them.
Sure saw her.
Yeah.
Like, for sure,
and
with
if
his
if
eyes.
If I texted at it, you don't really talk. You, right. You send, you know.
Man.
Back in the day, you talk to someone. Yeah, send them a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I talked to them.
Do you guys ever have pen pals? I had pen pal back in the days in France.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I was in like sixth grade. We sent like two messages, three messages. And then back when chat rooms first started, like when I was like 17 or something, I would drive to the local library and wait for a computer. And it had like, you couldn't send pictures of each other online, so you'd mail pictures to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And so the girls would always send the pictures, and I'd send one back. And then I'd send another letter, and they'd stop sending me pictures and emails and letters back.
Oh, man.
Three times that happened. Where I was like, they would send me a picture, and I'd be like, oh, this is cool. I can have like a maybe long-distance girlfriend. And so we'd send each other a letter with a picture in it, and then I would send another letter, and I would never get anything back. And I was like, oh, man.
Maybe it got lost in the mail.
Maybe all three times it got lost
totally.
In the mail.
But do people still have pen pals?
I don't know. Now they're just, you just email
them. FaceTime
them.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah, no, that's it.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, let's go. Friday morning dance party in 3, 2, 1.
Bobby Bones.
The Friday morning dance party
is on.
You know, if you wear no shoes or no shirt, you know what you get?
No service.
No problem.
Ah, you got me.
A little mild strut to start the dance party. Good morning, everybody.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away, since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottom. And no shoes, no shirt, no problem.
It's the Friday morning dance party. Don't act like you don't like this song right now. Don't act like you're not
VIP.
Excited right now that I'm playing Vanilla Ice.
Let's kick it.
Like, you can try to act cool, but you can't act that cool.
Ice, baby.
Friday morning dance party, Bobby Bones Show.
Ice, baby. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Like right now, mom's taking their kids to school. Like feeling it. Kids are like, I'm so embarrassed, I'm so embarrassed, I'm so embarrassed, I'm so embarrassed. Like right now, that's happening all over America for sure. All right, here we go.
Friday morning dance party. I'm your DJ, Roberto Huesos. Here we go. Some girls do.
She turned up her nose and she walked by my Cadillac. From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. Sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do.
There we go. Friday morning dance party.
You never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam, like Tommy just bursting the door. Started whooping her ass first than before. They first were divorced, sewing her over furniture. It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem. Chicka, 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 Slim Shady. I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute, though. Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedrooms. Sometimes you want to get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moon. My bum is on your lips. My bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids and expect them not to know what a woman's is. Of course they're gonna know what in the course is. By the time they hit fourth grade, they got the Discovery Channel. Don't think we ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who keep other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hunt dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes. Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Good morning, welcome to your favorite country radio station.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
Rock your body.
Again, brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I original?
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I sexual?
Dance party.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel it sway. Wanna feel it sway. And put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke.
Dance party.
Got a little Wayne popping on my iPod, thumping on the subs in the back of my crew cab. Redneck rocking like a rock star, sling a little mud off the back, we can do that. Friday night football, Saturday last call, Sunday hallelujah. If you lock it up loud and you're hillbilly proud, then you know what I'm talking about. Let me hear you say, sure. Yeah, I wanna get it jacked up. Yeah, let's drink it on up. Yeah, with a little bit of luck, I can find
love is a little too country.
What this is here is the Friday morning dance party. We're getting you A to B in a good mood. I'm trying to mix it up. All kinds of songs. Let's go.
Well, I ain't never been to Barbie Doll time. No, I can't swig that sweet champagne. I'd rather drink beer all night in a tavern or in a honky-tonk or on a four-wheel drive tailgate. I've got posters on my wall. Some people look down on me, but I don't give a rip. I stand there, put it in my own front yard with a baby on my hip. Cause I'm a redneck woman, I ain't no high class fraud. I'm just a product of my race, and I say hey y'all and yeehaw. And I keep my Christmas lights on my front porch all year long. And I know all the words to every child. From the redneck girls like me, hell yeah!
I'm gonna play that John Party right now. Man, this is a jam. This is being number one. Dirt on my boots, John Party now.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
So is this. New Bruno Mars.
I just want to take you up.
24K Magic. This is a jam too. Turn it up.
Showed up. I'm wearing Cuban links, yeah. Designer mix, yeah. Englewood's finest shoes. Whoop, whoop. Don't look too hard, might hurt yourself.
Known to get the color red, the blue.
I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me, and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on, put your pinky rings up to the moon.
There you go, dance party. Thank you guys. I feel like doing the robot right now. Hey, what's up?
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Amy's Uber driver made homemade cookies. Would you trust him?
No.
Yes.
I mean,
no.
Yeah.
It was definitely tempting because they were peanut butter cookies, ugh. You know? Well, I know I don't like peanut butter, but, I mean, they smell delicious.
Okay, here's the question, though. Is it a guy or girl made them?
Girl.
Oh, I trust them.
No!
There's a better chance of me trusting them because a guy, you don't know what they're putting in them. And really, guys are creeps. Guys have batted.
It was a nice little Tupperware.
Yeah.
It was almost like she was like, I'm getting 5 stars, you know?
That's a great move.
Right.
I'm not trusting it, but there's a much better chance I trust it if it's a female.
I get that.
Because females aren't up to as much no good as the guys are.
Right. Now, I see what you're saying, but I didn't know if there was some Uber policy where they couldn't do homemade goods. I mean, sometimes my Uber driver has a mint or a Starburst or something, but homemade cookies? It was so hard to resist, but I'm really trying not to eat sugar, so I didn't eat any, but she got 5 stars.
That's kind of weird you make homemade cookies, though, as an Uber driver.
It's
listen,
a little strange.
Whatever gets you 5 stars.
Exactly.
I wonder if you get raises. I like if your rating keeps
Because I never
more business.
I never look at someone's rating and go, I'm not going to take them. I don't even look at someone's rating. Yeah. But I'm probably not taking homemade cookies from anybody.
Yeah.
Unless, I'll take them.
Unless I'm related to them or it's one of you guys. Like, I'm probably out, yeah.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
I have a kid, and she's really upset because her mom peeled her banana. And the kid really wants her independence. So she's upset that her mom peeled her banana. And so here you go.
Here, just peel it yourself. You don't want me to touch it?
I don't want to touch the banana.
You don't want me to touch it? I'm not touching it. Just peel it yourself.
What do you hear there, Eddie?
That's my life. I don't think that's funny at all. Like, this clip doesn't make me laugh.
This clip makes me think the baby's just tired, though.
This clip makes me think this is what Junior does every day.
The 3-year-old?
Yes, and it's just like, get over it.
Is it over things, or is he just tired and cranky?
Yeah, does he need
it's
an
usually
nap?
He's hungry and tired. Two things. That's it. Other than that, he smiles.
That's why I cried.
Yeah, me too, yeah. we're very similar.
Totally.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Now be careful. People are always trying to hack you and steal your stuff. Like Nada, our digital producer. I guess somebody got your card?
Yeah.
Like your actual card, did you lose it or did they somehow get your number?
No, they skimmed it and I think it was at the gas station.
Did they put up those skimmers?
That's crazy.
All
yes.
the time. Like, you don't even know it.
No, I had no idea. Amy and I were leaving this work thing that we were at and I was waiting for an Uber, so this weird number called and I thought it was my Uber. Turns out it was my bank and he was like, hey, I'm just checking some transactions. And he goes through some transactions and there was one in Washington, one in Atlanta, and like one in Texas. And I'm like, no, I'm in Nashville. I've not been in any of these places. And so he was like, yeah, it seems like your card was hacked or skimmed or whatever. Like, he was like, did you use it somewhere like at a gas station recently or an ATM? And I went to the gas station like 2 days ago.
Oh, man.
Those skimmers, you'll watch the news and they look like the normal. They'll put them ATMs at the gas. Anything you put your card in.
No idea.
They'll slide them on.
That's so
crazy. And what they do,
crazy.
Too, is because this, LifeLock is one of our sponsors, so we work with them a lot, and I use this is not a commercial. I swear to you, it's not a commercial. But I use LifeLock as like my personal protector.
So do I.
We had them way before they were a sponsor of the show. Like, genuinely love LifeLock because I'll get a call or an email like, hey, something happened to your bank account, and most of the time it's me. I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
but sometimes a couple times it's not been, and so I've learned about how these skimmers go up, and it looks just like the place you put your credit card. And we walk up and we put it in. Next thing you know, they have our number. And what they do first is they go and they buy something for like 13 cents. And if it goes through, they know it works. If it doesn't, they're not embarrassed. They didn't try to walk out with a big TV. They tried to buy something for 13 cents. Like, oh, I guess that's a new car or something. I guess it's not working. Once the 13 cents works, then they go to town. So,
yeah, it was like a red box, and then there was like 90 cents somewhere.
How they do it. Like, they check it. And what happens, it's not one person. They sell your numbers out.
Yeah.
And so, identity theft is crazy.
Well, and it's crazy because, I do everything online, so all of my bills are connected to this card. It's my debit card, so now I have to go in and change all of my online accounts, which is so frustrating. Oh.
I'm telling you.
That's why I don't like to get gas.
Exactly.
You gotta get that LifeLock. This is not a commercial. Promo code BONES. Might as well use that, too, while you're at it. 10% off, but might as well use that. But I think you ever had your stuff hacked?
Oh, yeah.
I went to a restaurant once, bought some Greek food. Next thing you know, I was like $400 out of my checking account. And I was like, whoa. That euro wasn't that expensive. Gyro, Eddie.
Yes.
Yeah. The gyro wasn't that expensive.
Not Greek.
Yeah.
But thank you.
But yeah, it turns out someone had hacked in their whole system and got all the numbers.
I've even, not like a skimmer, but I've fallen for the fake emails where I enter my info.
Oh, you get wanted to give the prince of...
No, not like that.
It's like, I need to transfer money to your account.
Sometimes people pose as like PayPal or whatever, and they're like, hey, it's PayPal here. You need to update your info. Click here.
Oh, no.
So I click there, and I update my info, and then it's not even really PayPal.
They're just posing.
So what you're supposed to do if you get an email like that is you log out of your email, and you type in PayPal.com, and then you need to enter your info if you need to, because then you know it's a secure site. But I clicked the link and was like, here you go.
Also, the thing now, I was watching on the news. I watch the internet. And so they were talking about how the IRS is calling people and saying, hey, it's not the IRS. Don't give people your numbers over the phone.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, don't give out your credit card number over the phone and give your social security number because that's how they get you. Oh. They're like, hey, you... Aren't you like, uh-oh. Oh.
So the IRS will never call me.
No. No.
All right, if good to know.
They're just going
to
show up and take you to jail with all your years.
Yeah, they're not coming to my house.
Anyway, heads up.
I'm on the up and up.
It's out there. Thank you. Public service announcement of the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
Get your Bones on.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone, all together now.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
Bones.
Say it with me now.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Mm. Hey, thank you guys for hanging out. So, Eddie's wife loses her cell phone, right? So you have to go find it, and you use the Find Your iPhone app.
She lost it early in the day, and there was no, like, priority for her to find it until, like, 9 o'clock at night.
She wasn't weird about it?
No, she was just like, you know what? I can't find... I've been looking for my phone all day. Can you just do me a favor and look on your iPhone app, to find my iPhone app and see where it is? I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. Oh, dude, I look on there. It's, like, 2.5 miles away.
What?
Like 3 miles away. And not only is it far, it's in the middle. It looks like the dot's in the middle of the street.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, well, I'll be back. I hopped in my little car, and I went to the intersection that it was at. And sure enough, the phone was right in the middle of the intersection. And so I park on the side and wait till all the cars leave, and I run in the middle. I get it. Dude, it is smashed.
Oh.
Like, it's in one piece, but it's smashed.
Like, it's been driven over many times.
Probably about 500 times, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and tossed around and kicked around and all that. And but it was still on. That's why I could find...
What?
That's why I could find it, because there was a light underneath all the cracked glass, but it was on, and I bring it home. She goes, you found it. I'm like, sure did.
Smashed.
Duct tape?
Oh, no. So, wait, what happened? How'd the phone get to the middle of the intersection?
I mean... Pulled an Amy, I don't know, left on top of her car, made a turn at the intersection, slid off.
I wonder if that's common for parents, leave stuff on top of cars.
Yes.
And, probably.
And just drive off.
Oh, I busted my wife with, like, coffee mugs on top of the car. And I'd, like, run down the street and stop her.
With the coffee mug, I think I'm probably not going to run. I may hurt myself. But if it's something like a baby. Like
a baby?
Yeah, like a car seat or something, yeah. I'm probably going to be like, hey! You know, a coffee mug, I may just let it be, you know?
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Man, so happy you guys could spend even just a few minutes with us today. Thank you so much. Gotta go. Hopefully you guys will be around. We'll be around. I'm around all day, actually. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. And if you have the iHeartRadio app, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Thank you, guys.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones
Show.